Hi, it's Beth. I just turned 65. I've kept my mouth shut all my life, but I've decided I'm going to go down swinging, and I'm talking. Episode 21, November 1st, 2019. Why is it going so slowly? Hi, it's the blue-haired film critic again, and I'm back this time with the movie The Lighthouse, which has Robert Pattinson and William Dafoe in it. I was really excited. I like both these actors very much, and I thought, great. And I love the setting. I love lighthouses. I love all of that. That idea just appealed to me so much. So I was really looking forward to this movie. And William Dafoe, great actor. Well, that's when the movie began, took a turn for the worse. The basic problem in this movie is I didn't like either one of these guys. It was like, who's afraid of Virginia Woolf? And I'm like, who cares? Who cares? I think it was like Sam Goldwyn or one of those guys who said when he'd read a script or he'd hear a story, he'd see a movie, he'd say, you have to make me cry. You have to make me laugh. You have to make me feel something. I gotta care about somebody because I'm there for 2 hours and the popcorn is just not that great. So I feel like that. And, you know, I feel like in the fall, these actors do this thing, which is they create projects that are built for the Oscars. Oscar-worthy performances. And they do them all in the fall. And I think they're just not trying to entertain me, who's sitting in the audience. They're trying to impress each other and trying to get that Oscar nomination. So that's what I would say this one was like. And it had no redeeming qualities. It was, in my opinion, a star vehicle for both of them. Ooh, aren't they amazing? That's what it was. And, you know, I'm the one who got in my car and drove to the theater. And I'm the one who paid for the ticket. And their job is to entertain me, not to impress their friends. I wasn't moved at all. I mean, if I was an actor, maybe I'd understand that it was an incredible performance or whatever, but I'm not. I am Joe Blow sitting in the audience. I'm your customer. I'm just going to add, I understood, and I'm being very generous, half of what William Dafoe said. Half. You know, so it was like that. So I'm giving it a pass. I saw it for you. Let's just say that. I saw the movie for you. Now you don't have to see it. You can Netflix it if you must, if you have to. Do it. And that's great because you wouldn't have driven to the theater. And I'm not a bad person. I do like buddy movies. Like, I loved The Trip. And that's reason. I don't have to always go back to 1935. I loved The Trip. And just the original one in 2010. It is lovely. And it's funny. And it's sweet. And it is a super acting job. So I did love that. And then, I mean, this is for us in our age group. I love, which is on Netflix or one of those, the Kametsky Method. It's got Alan Arkin and it's got Michael Douglas, and they are so nice to each other. And the story is, it's got some hard parts, which I like, and it's dealing with loss, and it's beautifully done, but I'm rooting for them. I want to care about people. I want to get invested. And so I'm really not a bad person. But this was not there. So, over and out from the blue-haired one. Talk to you later.